Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found real country. 1430 AM stereo.
WRDN.
Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM.
Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump is expected in a federal courtroom in Florida today for a closed-door hearing in the case that accuses him of illegally keeping classified documents. He also faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his election interference case to appeal a lower court ruling that he's immune from criminal prosecution. The FBI has joined the investigation into a shooting at a Houston megachurch.
The 2 p.m. Sunday service at Lakewood Church is conducted in Spanish. Pastor Jorge Basabe had just begun the live stream. Gunshots are heard and people are seen running behind Basabe. A woman who had brought a rifle into the building was shot and killed by off-duty law enforcers. Police and the FBI are searching a home thought to be connected to the suspect.
Police say the words "Free Palestine" were found on the gun used in the shooting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will miss this week's NATO meetings in Brussels while he's hospitalized for a bladder issue. This is ABC News. Charles Darwin is credited with introducing the concept of evolution. Today, researchers are marking what would have been his 250th birthday.
For the first time, the entirety of Charles Darwin's personal library is now available on the internet for free. The Darwin Online Project has published hundreds of thousands of books, journals, manuscripts, and images from the naturalist. Many are appearing online for the first time, including some newly discovered items. That means anyone with an internet connection can comb through Darwin's favorite novels, his personal correspondence, even illustrations. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A change to political content on Meta platforms. Instagram and Threads will stop recommending political content proactively from accounts that you don't follow. But users can opt in to see political posts, including election-related topics. The platform says it wants to make Instagram and Threads a great experience for everyone. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's $35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Two people are dead following shootings in southeast Wisconsin over the weekend. Ted Allen has an update.
A shooting early Saturday morning on Milwaukee's northwest side left a 27-year-old pregnant woman dead. Police say the victim, identified by family as Kuvina Hickles, died at the scene. A 27-year-old man was arrested in connection to that shooting. Charges are pending review by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, on Saturday evening, a 20-year-old man died in a Kenosha shooting. Police say the victim had multiple gunshot wounds. An ongoing investigation is looking into that incident.
A 25-year-old Watertown woman was arrested and cited for allegedly driving drunk with a 4-year-old in her car. That arrest happened early Monday morning in Jefferson County. The State Patrol says the woman was pulled over on the highway with her blinkers running. Troopers say the woman failed a field sobriety test and was cited for first-time OWI with a child in the vehicle. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Muldrive Eau Claire. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, downtown Durand, and Provisions Health. Changing the way you experience health care. Find out more. Visit provisions.health. No one was injured in a three-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highway 25 and 35 in the town of Nelson yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 21-year-old Alyssa Blodgett of Pepin was traveling southbound on Highway 35 and failed to yield the right-of-way to a vehicle driven by 32-year-old Rebecca Kane of Minneapolis. Both vehicles then collided. A vehicle waiting to turn south off of Highway 25 had his vehicle damaged by a road sign and pole hitting his vehicle. Speed and failure to yield are believed to be contributing factors in that accident. Some of the nurses and medical staff who are set to lose jobs this spring in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls may have a new opportunity. Marshfield Clinic announced on Friday it would expand its labor and delivery facility in Eau Claire. Marshfield says the Labor and Delivery Facilities Unit currently has 8 beds, but that would jump to 20. Marshfield's also looking to hire more labor and delivery nurses. The clinic says they're planning a job fair to accept applications in the coming weeks. Well, it's the latest sign of just how non-wintry this winter has been in Wisconsin. Organizers of the Snowshoe National Championships in Eau Claire changed the weekend's race to a trail run because there's no snow. The U.S. Snowshoe Association announced back in fall that the national championships would be in Eau Claire, but at that time, no one imagined there wouldn't be any snow. Instead, teams ran through Lowell's Creek County Park in their sneakers. It was the first time ever that the snowshoe championship had to be switched because of the lack of snow. State lawmakers are anticipating this year's edition of the Minnesota legislature to be a bit less active than last year. Lawmakers are returning to St. Paul today, and many are predicting little new spending will be approved during the session. A great deal of the focus will be on the bonding bill, which approves financing for millions of dollars in local infrastructure projects. There'll also be topics that will cause debate, such as opposition to the new state flag and seal, legalization of sports betting, and a push for a statewide equal rights amendment. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Oakleaf Medical Network says Hospital Sisters Health System is not responding to their requests to open negotiations, so Oakleaf could create a community hospital system in Eau Claire. Hospital Sisters announced that it would close Sacred Heart and in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls in April, as well as its systems of Prevea clinics. Oakleaf said it hired an executive to lead them through the negotiations to buy the hospital properties and start up a community hospital. But Hospital Sisters is not responding to their requests. We're waiting for more information about a weekend stabbing in Eau Claire. Police say it happened yesterday in the 200 block of East Truman Avenue. There were no details about who was stabbed or who did the stabbing. Eau Claire police say the stabbing was an isolated incident and said last night there's no ongoing threat to the public. Wisconsin lawmakers could vote on another set of political maps this week. Both the State Assembly and State Senate are in session tomorrow. Last week, Republican leaders say they may vote on Governor Tony Evers' maps as a way to head off potentially worse maps from the state Supreme Court. Lawmakers approved the governor's maps last month but made tweaks. They said those maps were 99% of what the governor drew, but he vetoed the maps because there were changes. Republicans are now expected to vote on the governor's maps as they are this time. Special Olympics in Minnesota is receiving a big boost from the 23rd annual Rochester Polar Plunge. The event was held Saturday with dozens of willing volunteers taking the plunge to help me raise money for the organizations. Now, organizers hoped to get $300,000 and said $281,000 had been raised as of Saturday night. That event, by the way, has raised over $4 million for Special Olympics over 23 years. It was a slow start to the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago over the weekend. Warm temperatures on Saturday and poor ice conditions overall hampered the annual sturgeon season. Far fewer people were out on the ice this year, with mostly pop-up tents close to shore. But clear water conditions, despite the thin ice, means there's been decent spearing for those who are out there. As of Sunday, 122 sturgeon were registered with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A Faribault County mayor and his son are behind bars after a marijuana bust. The raid was conducted by the South Central Drug Investigation Unit, which confiscated hundreds of pot plants as part of the operation.
Authorities say they took Winnebago Mayor Scott Robertson and his son into custody as part of the investigation. Robertson became mayor in 2021 as a write-in candidate. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 35.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champs, knocking off San Francisco 25-22 in overtime in Las Vegas last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mike Clemens has a recap from Las Vegas.
Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me. I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
From Super Bowl 58, Mike Clemens, Wisconsin Radio Network.
MVP Patrick Mahomes passing for 333 yards and two touchdowns, including the game-winning three-yarder to Mecole Hardman. In overtime, the Chiefs, the first team in the NFL to win back-to-back Super Bowls since New England in 03-04. The 49ers have now lost each of their last three Super Bowls. Former Badger defensive coordinator Jim Leonard has landed an NFL coaching job. ESPN reporting Leonard will coach defensive backs for the Denver Broncos. Fourth-ranked Badger men's hockey team sweeping Notre Dame over the weekend, winning 3-2 Saturday night to sweep their four-game series. Second-ranked Badger women swept Bemidji State over the weekend, extending their win streak to 13 games. Milwaukee Admirals pushed their win streak to a franchise record 14 games. They knocked off Texas 2-1 in a shootout on Saturday night. The Badger women's basketball team came from 17 down yesterday to beat Penn State 69-64. Badger men will most certainly take a free fall in the college polls today following their fourth straight Big Ten loss, 78-56 at Rutgers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
Hill has his eyes set on his best Xfinity season yet. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is this the start of a NASCAR dynasty for Ryan Blaney?
Ready to go to work.
A redemption tour for Chase Elliott. Is Denny Hamlin a ruthless competitor or a villain? Is it time for a Bubba Wallace breakthrough? For Ross Chastain to give back to breaking stuff? Or is this the makings of the wildest ride you'll ever witness? It's all of the above, and it's about to go down. NASCAR, any questions? The Daytona 500, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Austin Hill will return to Richard Childress Racing this year, driving the team's number 21 car in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The six-time series winner enters his third full season with RCR, but is yet to make it to the Championship Four. He says that after a relaxing holiday break, he has spent the last several weeks preparing for the season in hopes of changing that stat.
You know, doing Christmas and all with my family members down in Georgia. So we had a really good off season, but as soon as January hit, you start thinking about racing more and more in each day. So been doing a lot of study and a lot of film work, been in the simulator.
Hill finished fifth in the final standings a year ago. The Xfinity Series season kicks off on Saturday in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Dude, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine, that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Order your special sweetheart flowers, chocolates, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage by noon on Monday, and it will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Let Missy and the staff help you create a special Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Hey, don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift today from the Cottage, downtown Durand.
Have all your shop tools and equipment with you wherever you go. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. This Minnesota man retrofitted an old school bus into a shop on wheels as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Brett Rotten of Butterfield, Minnesota was looking for a service truck that would house a shop full of tools as well as provide a place to get in from the weather. He bought an old 84-passenger school bus for $600 from the school district and retrofitted it to hold everything he needed. The shop on wheels goes with him when he's doing field work, or if somebody needs help, he drives the bus to them. It carries a remarkable array of tools and other shop necessities.
Generator, welder, air compressor, jump starter, the whole nine yards. A storage area where you could work on top. So in the fall, we'll put combine parts and things like that in there. In the spring, we put tillage parts and everything in it. And if you're doing something simple, you can set it on top and work on it. We carry our torch. We carry two different sizes of plasma cutters. And the big air pack will run about anything you want to run.
This is the Broughton's second bus conversion, which is larger than the first one. This time, they added creature comforts that the whole family can enjoy, an RV refrigerator that runs on 120 or 12-volt electricity, an onboard gas generator, and even a TV.
We all get together at noon or evening to have dinner, sometimes it's a midnight snack. We found out if you got a nice place to bring stuff and plug in crock pots or cook on, you get to eat really well. We got a table, we usually can set 8 to 10 people around. They can bring their food and plug it in and leave again or whatever. And we got everything inside. We used to have to worry about when you go back to the yard, you had to get your equipment truck inside because everything was prone to getting wet or whatever. Well, now it doesn't matter. You just drive the bus home and park it.
There are changes on the outside of the bus, too. They had to modify the appearance in accordance with Minnesota state law. Watch a video about the Broughton School Bus Service Shop at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
40 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. March up 26 to 1724. April up 23 to 1758. May up 14 to 1785. June milk up 23 at 1830. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher. Barrels up 1.75 to 159.5. 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 158.5. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.25 to 271.25, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 120, no trades. Dry whey steady at 52 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the livestock markets, live cattle markets are moving mostly lower today, while the feeder cattle markets, they are moving mostly higher. The trade's still watching some of the cash markets in the livestock sector, and that's really kind of what's driving some of this trade as well. Hogs are hoping that demand would perk up in their market while the live cattle market is wrapping its head around everything that developed last week with really no cash trade whatsoever. February live cattle down 37 cents to 184.25. April down 70 cents to 186.02. June down 52 cents to 183.45. March feeder cattle up $1.22 to 248.37. April up 77 cents to 252.55. May up 60 cents to 256.27. February hogs up 5 cents to 73.72. April down 32 cents to 80.82. May down 22 cents to 86 even. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are both moving up mostly higher today. Outside markets are quiet. There's not much for fresh bullish news. Today's bounce more is likely due to a lack of sellers, and combine that with some bottom trade as well. Trade also getting ready for this week's USDA's Ag Outlook Forum and also the supply-demand balance sheet on Friday morning. But short covering is really what's providing the bounce in corn and beans, and even in some of the wheat contracts. March corn up 2.5 to 431.5. May up 2 to 443.5. July up 2.25 to 453. New crop up 1.5 to 469.75. March beans up 11.75 to 11.95.25. May up 10.5 to 12.5. July up 10 to 12.09.75. New crop up 7.5 to 11.71.25. March soybean meal up 6.9 $3.90 to $3.53.70. March soybean oil down 28 cents to $46.98. Chicago wheat March up 3 3/4 to 6 1/2. May up 2 1/2 to 6.01 3/4. Minneapolis wheat March down 1/4 to 6.84. May down 1 1/4 to 6.81 3/4. Energy markets today. March crude oil down 3 cents to 76.81. April down 5 cents to 76.72. March gas now down a cent to 233. April steady at 256. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves. So that were number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job. Job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture groups are beginning to respond to the decision revoking approval of dicamba products. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A federal judge with the U.S. District Court of Arizona has revoked the approval that allows the use of dicamba herbicide products on soybeans and cotton. Now, one of the nation's top ag leaders is speaking out against the ruling.
I suspect we are going to be encouraging all of the agriculture community, not just the soybean sector, but certainly the entire ag community to band together here, because this is a process we cannot allow to stand.
That's Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Dave Beery says EPA violated the public input requirement from the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act before giving its approval for the use of dicamba herbicide products.
Well, this is a significant ruling, and it's part of a more fundamental problem we have had in the last decade, where the courts have had just too much to say about the regulatory process of the government of the United States. And whether it's EPA or FDA or whatever the case has been, the courts have really sort of taken over from where the experts are.
Connor says the timing of the judge's decision is problematic.
I am just returning from a trip to Alabama with some ag retailers down in that region. And of course, planting season is upon them. And they, you know, are literally ready to roll out the door using dicamba product that has been in their warehouses. The timing of this could not be worse for them, in addition to the cost of that inventory and the fact that now farmers may well have to find something else to use. And it's not clear at all what that product will be and what the cost of it will be.
He adds there may likely be a stay of the decision during the appeals process, which would still allow for the sale and use of dicamba herbicides.
That's what we're going to be encouraging. I know there is already a letter circulating among members of Congress to the Environmental Protection Agency encouraging the agency itself to seek that stay, which would have far more credibility if that were the case. So this fight is not over.
The judge's decision immediately impacted over-the-top applications of Extended Max from Bayer, Ingenia from BASF, and Tavium from Syngenta. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Tornadoes caused severe damage in Wisconsin and Illinois on Thursday. One of the tornadoes touched down near Evansville just before 6 p.m. Doug Reboot farms about 10 miles south of where the storm touched down.
One guy I know, their farm got totally destroyed. And then like the Elsevia plant, which would be right across from the proposed EHS plant, they had some damage. They had 8 overhead doors blown out of their liquid plant.
According to the National Weather Service, the storm system brought the tornado, strong winds, hail, and rain. Now, it's the first ever recorded tornado in February in Wisconsin. That CHS property is where the state's first soybean crushing facility is proposed to be built. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski attended the 2024 National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Winter Policy Conference in Washington last week. While there, he co-sponsored an action item for NASDA to urge USDA and Congress to appropriately fund state meat inspection programs to ensure a healthy and robust meat supply. Wisconsin livestock farmers rely on the availability of state-inspected meat processing facilities, and in recent years, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has been providing states significantly less funding, said Romanski. The reduction in federal funding has the potential to impact state services and the meat processing industry. Federal funding is a critical part of the Farm Bill, and NASDA members continue to amplify the need for an updated, unified 2024 Farm Bill. NASDA recognizes the need for the 2022 Farm Bill for American Agriculture and those who rely on food and nutritional assistance programs. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting nominations through March 29th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Producers who grow and sell potatoes in the following districts are eligible to nominate or be nominated themselves to the board. The 3 districts that are up for re-election, District 1, 2, and 3. The Department of Ag will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Growers must sign, notarize, and postmarked completed nomination forms by March 29th and include signatures from at least 5 eligible growers other than the nominee. UW Extension is offering Manure Applicator Training 101 at several locations across Wisconsin. The Manure Application Training Program is open to farmers and custom manure applicators who apply their own manure or provide manure application services to farmers. Topics covered during the training sessions include manure gas safety, manure spill prevention and response, pump and pressure safety, safe handling and transfer of manure, reading a nutrient management plan, and understanding karst, that's shallow bedrock, and subsoil surface concerns. The training sessions are $3. Cost to attend a session is $10. For more information, contact your local Extension office or visit the UW Extension website. The first session is coming up on February 23rd. Led by a record-shattering performance in Mexico and broad-based growth elsewhere, U.S. pork exports set a value record in 2023. Data shows December pork exports rose 10% from the previous year to 268,000 metric tons, the largest since May of 2021 and the 8th largest on record. Export value increased 11% to $766 million. That's also the highest since May of 2021 and the 3rd highest on record. The strong December pushed 2023 export value to a record $8.16 billion, 6% higher than 2022. Beef exports closed the year on a higher note, with December totaling 108,000 million tons, down 4% year over year, but the largest level since August. Export value was also the highest since August, climbing 10% over 2022 to $860.8 million. 2023 beef exports hit 1.29 million tons, 12% below 2022 levels. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Mild and dry weather is expected through Tuesday in our ag weather forecast. Winds will generally be from the northwest as well both days. Then a cold front pushes through on Wednesday, which may bring a few rain and snow showers Wednesday and Thursday. Cold and dry weather then is expected for the end of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 35 to 40, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 20 to 25, relative humidities at 84 to 89%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 32 to 37, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a flurry possible, highs 40 to 45. Thursday, partly sunny, colder, highs 30 to 35. Friday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Saturday, sunshine, highs 25 to 30. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 35 to 40.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud, and I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
We'll be right back.
woman, she's so wise, it's so hard to find. A place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while. You run on, little tough loving baby. Don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling? I got the money, you've got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling. I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes, a holy pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling knowing. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles, baby come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be, and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet and my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need. And I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Thank you.
here. And someday when I'm 90, she's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything to me. Yeah, she's everything.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it.
I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Watch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing alright. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
Takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Oh.
Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shape